AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The charges against the man accused of shooting two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. have been upgraded to first-degree murder following the death of 20-year-old specialist Sarah Beckstrom. Josh Boak reports on President Trump's reaction.
President Trump had an explosive series of social media posts late Thursday night on immigration. He wants to revoke the legal status for millions of immigrants and expel them from the United States. He also wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations. He says that immigrants are a drain on taxpayers and the sources of crime. Now, most academic studies have found that immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than U.S. citizens. However, Trump says that migration from poorer nations is a threat to Western civilization, and he is determined to end it.
Andriy Yermak, chief of staff to Ukraine's president, has resigned amid an anti-corruption investigation. Yermak's also been Ukraine's lead negotiator with the U.S. And in Hong Kong, firefighters found dozens of bodies in a search of a towering apartment complex where a massive fire engulfed seven buildings. Karen Chamas has more.
The death toll has risen to at least 128 people. Crews prioritized apartments from which they received calls for assistance during the blaze. The fire started mid-afternoon Wednesday and took firefighters about 24 hours to control. Derek Armstrong Chan from Hong Kong's fire service said his teams are encountering some difficulties in the search and rescue operation.
Debris and scaffolding were falling from upper floors, making our access to the affected buildings very difficult.
Authorities suspect some materials on the exterior walls did not meet fire-resistance standards. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll from flooding in southern Thailand, now at least 145. More than 3.6 million people have been affected. This is AP News. A slate of college football today and one NFL game. The Bears beat the Eagles 24-15. And Gethin Coolball recaps three stirring Thanksgiving Day games.
Dak Prescott threw for 320 yards and two touchdowns to outshine four TDs from Patrick Mahomes in the Cowboys' 31-28 Thanksgiving victory over the Chiefs.
Hopefully we can play again, and hopefully we can play again in a bigger stage in a more meaningful game.
Joe Burrow had two TDs in his return from a nine-game absence with turf toe in Cincinnati's 32-14 win at Baltimore.
I expect myself to play better, but it was great to be back out there.
Jordan Love matched his career high with four TDs in Green Bay's 31-24 win over Detroit.
Be able to go out there on fourth down to execute and make some big-time plays is really the difference in that game right there. So, that's what it comes down to, is just going out there, executing, and those got-to-have-it plays.
I'm Gethin Coolball.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.